447 right now on WDEV, AM and FM, and WDEVradio.com. Let's talk a little home repair with our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber, as well as in New York now over at Rouse's Point. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, happy Monday.
Happy Monday to everybody out there. How's everyone doing?
I am feeling extremely handy today. So listen to this. I like everyone knows this, right? I am as a flatlander as it gets. I'm very, very inept when it comes to home repair and improvements. But listen to this. This weekend, I drilled, into the wall and hung curtains. That's a major win for me. I also assembled patio furniture. That's a major win for me. And now I have completely sanded down an old, like, TV stand. It's not quite a table, but it's not quite an entertainment center, so it's more of a TV stand. I've sanded it down. I'm going to paint it, and that's going to be my next win, but I need your help kind of getting through to the end of this project. I got to figure out what kind of paint I want, right? Do I want it to be stained? Do I want it to be shiny? Do I want it to be matted? I'm thinking some kind of, like, glossy enamel type thing or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, they make all different kinds of paint. We have a lot of different options in quartz. Like I've said before, we have like what they call a milk paint. There's something you can put on it where it gives it like a really cool crackle design. You can do like a darker color underneath it and a lighter color on top, and it makes it look like a, you know, antique. You can do like a whitewash, but there's all different options. I mean, you could do like an exterior rated paint also, because it'd be a little more durable, a little more resistant to moisture. I don't know if you're going to use it as like an end table and you're going to have cups and things like that on it. So, yeah, you got to figure out how shiny you want it or if you want it flat. Normally, I recommend that people not do shiny, because the shinier something is, the more imperfections and scratches it shows. So if it's something that you're going to use and abuse every day, definitely go with a flat finish.
It's going to have a television on it. That's it. That's all. No drinks, cups, anything. And once I do this, I never want to touch it again. So no one's allowed to put any drinks on it. That's for sure.
But there you go. You can go with a semi-gloss or a full gloss, because those are going to clean up the easiest to be the most durable.
There you go. Semi-gloss, I think that's it. You wanted to talk to me about painting today, ironically also, but probably on something different than an old TV stand.
Yeah, so this time of year, it's funny, it kind of comes around like clockwork. You know, September, October, everybody starts to do the push for all their exterior painting. The first couple cold snaps, people realize that they're running out of time. Most exterior paints you can't use below 40 degrees, and that includes curing time. So if it's 60 degrees during the day and it's going to draw below 40 at night, that's no bueno, because the paint won't dry correctly. It won't give you the protection that it needs. So whether you brush it or roll it or spray it, the push is kind of on probably for the next, I would say, months for people to get all those exterior painting projects tied up. The one exception to that rule is a product. It's an exterior stain, not a paint, but it's an exterior product called Ready Seal. I know we've talked about it before, but that you can use below freezing. That's a cold weather application stain. It's not perfect to do it at that time of year. Everyone should get those projects done right now, but we've definitely seen the push in the last 2 weeks, people trying to button up all their exterior painting projects.
Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff at Swanton Lumber. I can't believe I'm saying this. I can't believe I'm thinking this, but there are people that like to get their holiday shopping done early, can always come into Sticks and Stuff and get a gift card.
There you go. I don't talk about stuff like that until at least after Thanksgiving. But
yeah,
if you're going to break the ice, break the ice.
I like to do it after Thanksgiving as well, but my mother starts doing her shopping like the day after Christmas for the next year when everything goes on sale. So there are people who think about this all year.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not one of those. I wait for the list to come in, and then we go through the punch list. But after football and after Thanksgiving, that's my rule.
There you go. Kyle, appreciate you. We'll catch up in 7 days.
Sounds good. Take care, everybody.
I'll tell you how my table comes out. That'll depend on if I take care or not. 4:51 on DEV. Back to the newsroom next.